Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, it's certainly hard to believe it's our final regular season broadcast here for high school volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman, Justin Fluke helping out as well. We appreciate it very much. We are dialed in not only right here on 103.9 FM, but if you want to watch the matches here tonight from Holton High School, cue us up, MSCSports.net, either the Holton or Hiawatha channel as the Redhawks are joined by Royal Valley here tonight. It is the last week of the regular season, Crendon, here in high school volleyball. For the most part, at least in the lower classifications, we got regional dates and times set for next week. I'm sure we'll talk about it throughout the course of the broadcast. Tonight, of course, we're in the Big East. We got Royal Valley, we got Holton, and we got Hiawatha. Two of these teams, state ranks. Obviously, Nemaha Central, the first Big East League championship here in 2024, but some exciting volleyball here tonight for you. It's, again, our final broadcast here in the regular season.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting night, but really the excitement begins with the sparks at the very beginning. I mean, the firework really is going to come out and hit. Royal Valley Panthers taking on the Holton Wildcats. This year we've seen them play each other three total times. Royal Valley, they took that first matchup at the Wamego tournament. They were able to play third, but we saw that's the best of tournament just over the weekend. Holton was able to beat Royal Valley in the championship and take that win. So Holton right now on the year, 2-1 against Royal Valley. But this is going to be a big game for both teams. I know they're in different classifications. Holton's in 4A, Royal Valley's in 3A. But the important thing here for Royal Valley taking this key win is right now they sit 26-7 in Class 3A Regional 1. And then that record is the exact same as Santa Fe Trail. So what they want to do here tonight is they want to get a win so that way they can possibly get second in seeding in Regional 1 of Class Fishing 3A.
Yeah, and you talk about this Royal Valley team. We saw them in our very first regular season broadcast over at Perry LeCompton. They got some underclassmen who are very talented. And we mentioned two state-ranked teams, and we're going to see them right out the gate here for another time here. It's Royal Valley and Holton. You got the Wildcats, number 8-ranked team in 4A. Royal Valley, the number 9-ranked team in 3A. But the new KVA ranks are set to come out tomorrow. Could be shuffled around a little bit. Not sure how much these matches will take effect into those rankings. But nonetheless, these two teams have been dynamite. Holton playing about as good as anybody in the Big 7. They win that tournament over the weekend at Sabetha. 7 straight wins for the Wildcats. And you mentioned just how good Royal Valley has been all year long. I mean, 26-7, that is a dynamite record.
Yeah, and really when you talk about a team this great, you got to look, well, what are the key factors? What are the pieces that are making this puzzle click and get together? Well, Kiwa Miller, she's just a freshman. She's 6 foot, but, man, she's been incredible on the year. 46 total aces for the freshman, 277 total kills. She's just second behind Samantha Klotz, number 34 on the team. She's a 5'10 senior, but she's got 315 kills on the year. Again, this is going to be a great matchup between Royal Valley and the Holton Wildcats. And when you're looking at the Wildcats, who's going to be their main kill leader coming in today with 338 kills on the year? Kinley Wilson, the 5'10 sophomore. So we're going to see the underclassmen being a real major factor in this game. We're going to see how the seniors come up and provide leadership.
Well, the Holton Wildcats, a state tournament run a year ago, they didn't make it out of pool play, but they made it out to Hutchinson. They won 26 of their matches a year ago, but again, a team that certainly has an opportunity to maybe get back out to the state tournament here in 2024. So we are up high here in the Holton Gymnasium. Going to be going from far side to near side. Panthers will be closer to us, which means they will hit it to the far side of the floor. Holton, far side to near side here in set number one. We mentioned again, Royal Valley 2-1 this year against Holton. They had just played on Saturday in that tournament championship. With, again, Holton going, by the way, 6-0 in that tournament to take that down over the weekend. Both these teams, or all these teams here tonight, will still play one more time on Thursday to wrap up the regular season. But, again, for the most part, regionals are already set. But we'll talk about it as we continue on. It is match number 1 of 3 tonight here inside the Big East League. Appreciate all of our sponsors, everyone hanging with us again. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Crendon all with you here tonight. Holton serving to the near side of the floor, and we are underway tonight, first of 3 matches inside the Big East. First hit is a missed hit by Royal Valley. That was Mills, the 6 foot sophomore. We'll call her name quite a bit tonight. And Holton, because of the missed hit, out to an early 1-0 advantage.
Yeah, and early on, you just don't want too many errors to really hold your team back here. Holton, they just got to take advantage of that and also dominate on the service line.
Well, there might have been maybe a scenario where the JV ball came into play because they served it up here for the first point. But nonetheless, it will still be Holton's first point here tonight. 2-0. Beg your pardon. So the scoreboard was just a little late getting up there. But again, the Wildcats, a 2-0 advantage. Serving to the near side, it's Etzel. Oil Valley sets it up middle of the floor, blocked by Holton's front line. Now the Wildcats have it. Sat down. Nicely done. Elizabeth Schuster, the 5'11 senior. We'll call her quite a bit. And the Wildcats out to a 3-0 advantage.
At Royal Valley right now, they're struggling on that left side front outside of the net. First 2 points were given up off ball handling errors that time. Just not a great dig from the libero here from the Royal Valley side. And now here is a point from the back row, just not able to return it for the ace. But again, Royal Valley, they just got to be able to ball handle here, whether they're attacking or defending.
You're not going to see too many errors from Samantha Klotz. She went down for the dig and just kind of awkwardly off the right side of her hand. So 4-0. A good start here for the Wildcats. As another good dig on the back line. Good defense here early for Holton, keeping that play alive. Near side, tapped across, and down it goes. And Royal Valley finally on the board as Dazdo Mills once again finally getting the Panthers on the board. It's a 4-1 Wildcats lead as Royal Valley finally gets a chance to serve it here, and it's going to be Blackwood, a 5'4 junior. Swings it through with the right hand, line drive across the net. And Holton on a third try just getting it across. Panthers set it up middle of the floor, and it's tapped down with the left hand by Mills again. Back-to-back points by the sophomore, and Royal Valley cuts it in half. It's 4-2.
Well, Mills right now on the year coming into today, dominant in the kill leading with just over 50.
So swinging it back across is Holton. Panthers have a little momentum. They set it up for the spike attempt, and it's put down by Kiwa Miller, again, the freshman. 3 straight now for the Panthers. Talked about Miller and just how dynamite she is early on in her career, and she has been dynamite this year for this Panthers team. Again, 26-7 on the year. Holton now sets one up with Schuster, and she puts it down, and it finds its way inside the line. Could have gone either way, but it goes to the Wildcats. 5-3, they lead it, and it snaps a 3-point streak for the Panthers. A couple of switches on the front line. Panthers get the ball to the other side of the floor. Lexi Larson will serve it up, a 5'2 senior here for Holton. Under head coach Crystal Bontrager, spins it in the left, swings it through at the right. And to the near side it comes. Front right, middle of the floor, coming from the back line on the spike, and Gross with the dig. Holton now middle of the floor, just gets it across. And now Royal Valley sets it up. There's the spike, well defended by Holton, but Gross is there, back middle of the floor. Front right, there's the spike. Another well-defended play by the Panthers front. Set it up again, same shot, but this time the kill is good by Tinley Wilson for Holton. They get back to the double up. Now the advantage is 6-3 here in set number one.
And Tinley Wilson, she's a player I talked about coming into today. She had 338 kills in today. Now she has 339 on the year. She's been an incredible player up on the outside side of the net.
High arc on the serve by Larson. Another tap down. Gross with a nice dig, but it goes back to the side of the Panthers. Far side set. Spike well defended. Nicely done by Royal Valley once again. And it's Kiwa Miller making it 6-4.
Kiwa Miller, and again, another player we talked about coming into today. She had 277 kills in the day. You know, she started this game off having a couple of ball handling issues, but she's done great. And there she has an ace, which that's her 47th ace now on the year for Kiwa Miller.
Yeah, quality number in the ace category. And that one just inside the line enough. And she'll try it again. Listed at 6 feet tall. Spins it in the left, right side of the floor. That's going to be a service error. Missed it wide right. So gets an ace and then gives it right back. So it's a 7-5 Holton advantage. 2 state-ranked teams here currently with the Panthers number 9 in 3A, the Wildcats at number 8 in 4A. And another service there, this time on the side of Holton. And Royal Valley, they get that point right back, 7-6.
And that's a rare miss there for Elizabeth Schuster.
Correction, 7-7. Beg your pardon on the score.
And Schuster on the year, she's got 53 aces. So for her to come up behind the service line and have an error like that, that's just uncommon. Holton, they need to be a lot more getting than a lot more giving.
Another good defensive play by Klotz up front. Then across by Holton. Front left, Klotz, a lot of air under it, but not much behind the spike. Wildcats played it well. Panthers get it back, push it far side of the floor. Klotz again, and Gross is there, but her dig attempt is long into the JV court. So the Panthers now take a lead of 8-7 here early on in set number one. Thanks again for joining us here tonight, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Salmon with you. It's our final regular season broadcast. We'll have a little bit of a break as the playoffs will start dissecting down next week. And a miss hit there by Holton as Finley Wilson trying to put one in the back corner and just caught a little too much air. So right now the Panthers have a little bit of juice and momentum. It's 9-7.
And now all you want to do is you just want to work at it. And the best way you can work at it is be able to dominate on the service line. An unfortunate service there right there from Dazno Mills, the sophomore. But again, you know, this is just something that when you have on the service line, it's a chance for you to get rolling, not for you to go back and give.
So the Wildcats, a couple of subs here. Marr, a 5'4 senior, back to serve. Middle of the floor, hitting it from the far side to the near side. Of course, viewing it if you're on the channels, we appreciate it very much. Panthers push it far side, Klotz again, not much behind it, but found the right opening. Klotz again, just a dynamite multi-sport athlete, does it in three phases here in volleyball, basketball, and softball. Right now a 10-8 advantage here for the road team in Royal Valley.
And in the pregame, we talked about Klotz leading this team 315 kills. She's already been dominant today up at the net, and that's the type of play that you want to see from your senior player.
After the Stidham serve, there's a set, there's a spike, there's a kill for Tinley Wilson once again. 5'10 sophomore buries at home, and we got a 10-9 score here in set number one.
Well, when you see one kill leader for a team take a point, you're going to see the other right there. Tinley Wilson, she leads the Wildcats who came in today, 388 kills on the year. And right there, she's got a great kill that puts this within one for Holton.
Now puts an ace in play. There's the set, spike, another shot put down by Samantha Klotz. 11-9, Klotz getting busy here the last few runs with it. Now she'll go back to serve as Royal Valley again, coming off the loss to the Wildcats on Saturday, and that's about the tournament championship. Spins it in the left and swings it through at the right. Gross on the dig. They push it front of the net. Far side right, set, spike, and a dig. Beautifully done, but unable to handle it on the front line is Madison Blackwood and couldn't finish. A good play from the back line by Miller. And Holton gets to within one. We have alternated five straight points. Make it six, beg your pardon. It's now 11-10. Gross on the serve. Front right. They keep it there. There's the spike. Tipped in the air and out of play. It is a Royal Valley point for Truly Jim, the 5'7 senior.
Yeah, Brandon, and you talked about that game just over the weekend, this bet the championship. Holton won 25-22 in the first set, 25-11 in the second set. But right now, only on the year, Holton is 2-1 against Royal Valley. Royal Valley, they took that first matchup in the Wamego tournament to get third place over them. And Holton, they have not looked back. They've had a chip on their shoulder week in and week out.
Right there, finesse shot with the left hand, tapped over by Schuster. And Holton gets another one back, still down one, 12-11. This is a good first set brewing. Again, the Wildcats scored the first four on this opening set, but really since then, it's been back and forth the entire way. Etzel serving, Klotz the dig, front of the net, right side, here's the set, there's the spike, but defended well by Gilliland for Holton. And now a backline spike was deflected, and that's going to be a Wildcats point. And we're deadlocked at 12 here in the opening set.
And Holton's doing a great job of not letting the deficit slip between them. They're doing a great job of setting up their best player, Finley Wilson. And that's how you know you got a great team dynamic. And that's why the Wildcats are one of the best teams in state. They know how to set up their outside hitters. And right now they're doing a great job and they're excelling.
Another miss hit on the back line by Jim. Couldn't quite get it over the net. And Holton retakes the lead. Three straight for the Wildcats. 13-12 here in set number one. So Katie Emsel, that senior, back middle of the floor, continuing to serve for the Wildcats. Push front middle. There's the set. Kind of a lazy set, but it's tapped back across by Royal Valley. Now from the back line, it's Finley Wilson again who buries it home. I'll tell you what, those kind of kills are impressive when you're doing it from the back line and finding some openings. And right now we got our first time out on the floor, so we'll step aside as well. Again, two state-ranked teams here tonight going at it. It's Royal Valley and Holton. And right now, the home team Wildcats, a 14-12 lead here in set one. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, set one, match one here tonight. Panthers just on a free ball, have to get it back across. Gross to the front here for the Wildcats. Good dig on the back line by Stidham for the Panthers. Middle of the floor, there's a spike, and it's put away. That's Mills again, the six-foot sophomore, and that stops the run of four straight by the Wildcats. Royal Valley gets here to within 14-13. Impressively, Mills was set up right in the dead middle net. When you're split up right on Broadway, you got two different, you know, exits you can take. And right there, she took to the right side, had a nice kill shot down the line. Schuster had to send it over on a free ball for the Wildcats. Now Klotz front left, and not much behind it. Into the net it goes for Miller. Kind of a mishit set, mishit spike attempts. Back-to-back for the Panthers. 15-13, Houlton. Again, they are on quite the run. They went 6-0 on Saturday at Sabetha, winning that tournament. They have won their last seven matches. Came in with a record of 23-11. Here is the serve by Lexi Larson. Front of the floor. Then again, another spike, but airmailing it is Miller. Too much behind it. And it's 16-13, Houlton.
And we saw Miller at the very beginning of the year. You know, there were some times where it felt like she was really pushing the team forward, but then there was a couple of times where there was just a couple of errors. And again, freshman, so that's just something you want to consider. She's an incredible player. She second leads this team in total points. But again, you got to remember there's just times where you want to be able to, you know, take more control and be more patient up there than that, and Miller will figure that out.
Well, they switched the scoreboard here, so it's 15-14, so they might have said that ball was deflected. So right now it's a one-point affair. Royal Valley gave the serve up. Now Stidham, left side, Klotz, little finesse. Good diving save on the back line here by Etzel to keep it alive for the Wildcats. But Finley Wilson sent it long and not helping her teammate out there. Now we're deadlocked at 15 apiece.
And we've seen these two teams play each other throughout the year three times already. And, yeah, it was the last game a little one-slated, sure. But, you know, game in, game out, these two teams very dominant. And it really just becomes excelling throughout the game. It's always that second set that's decided all these games for both teams. So we'll see how set number one finishes out. But set number two, that's really going to be the meat and cheese.
Wilson again on the spike, and it's put down. Finley Wilson again getting it through the arms of that tall defensive front for Royal Valley. And Houlton retakes the lead back 16-15 here. Set number one, match number one. Hiawatha is here tonight as well, as we are queued up on both channels here at MSCSports.net. Here's another set. There's a spike and through the arms, and Royal Valley gets that one there with Mills. 16-16, back and forth we go. And it will be Mills who will serve. Talk about Houlton last year, 26-17, making it out to 4A State in Hutch, but they failed to make it out of pool play. They went 1-2 in pool play with their lone win against Lewisburg, but they also had losses to Circle and McPherson. Royal Valley in possession. Klotz, Houlton D tipping it in the air. Gross backside. Wilson again. There's the spike, but right to Klotz. And a stoppage of play going against Royal Valley. Wildcats earned the point there on the stoppage of play, 17-16 Wildcats. So now back to serve, Addie Marr, the 5'4 senior for Crystal Bontrager and the Houlton Wildcats. Great first set here between two state-ranked teams. Nemaha Central, of course, already has clinched the Big East League Championship in 2024. Klotz buries one. Front left, back left on a frozen rope. Deadlocked at 17.
And that one dropped right on the foot in front of Avery Stidham. I mean, this has just been an incredible matchup between both these teams so far, against the Wildcats. But, again, Royal Valley, you know, they're doing a great job of dominating the outside hitting later on in this match, and they're going to see if they can try to keep that success rolling here.
So Stidham, the libero, wearing the white jersey for the Panthers on the serve. Panthers get it back. Klotz again, but well defended by the Wildcats. It was Emily Ditzler, 5'9 junior, with her hands on it. 18-17 our score. Houlton retakes the lead. So Holton with Wilson will serve. Miller, the set, the spike. It is launched up into the air, and it's going to go out of play. Boy, Addy Moore has a tough task when you're standing on that back line and you get one drilled at you by Samantha Klotz, and that is hard to keep in play, and we are deadlocked at 18-18. So we have alternated, I believe now, 8 or 9 straight between the two. So, again, we just go back and forth. Gross with the dig and another miss hit as Marr was diving for it and launched it 4 rows deep into the stands. Royal Valley back-to-back points now. They retake the lead. It's 19-18 and a timeout on the floor. Stick around. We got two state-ranked teams here battling it out. Set number one and a good one coming down the home stretch. It is Royal Valley 19 and Holton 18 here in set one. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right now, two of the best teams in the Big East League going at it here tonight as we're in the final week of the regular season. And right now, Royal Valley leading 19-18 here at Holton against the Wildcats in the first set tonight. There's a set. There's a spike. And it's put home by Keewon Miller. The freshman again makes it 20-18 Royal Valley. That is 3 straight and 4 of the last 5 points going to the road team. Now they get the serve back. Let's see if they can handle the momentum. And they got a good one back there and Klotz to serve. Spins it in the left. Swings the right hand through. Dug up by Holton's back line. Here's a set. Little finesse. Beautifully done. But somehow it was actually saved. Beg your pardon. Missed that one. Here's a spike attempt. Punched in the air. Now another great defensive effort by the back line of Royal Valley to keep it alive. Gross. Front. Set. Spike. Kill. That was Martin, the 5'7 junior. First time we've called her name out, but a big point for the Wildcats. But, man, Royal Valley had a couple of gnarly saves there. Keep that one alive.
Yeah, there was 2 saves on there by Avery Stidham, the libero here on the near side from the Royal Valley Panthers. She's doing a great job dominating that back line, but also coming up beyond the attacking line and getting some great saves.
There's a good dig by Miller, but it goes back to the side of Holton. Gross, back middle. Now a free ball pushed across by Wilson. Mills. Miller again. Finesse. Holton was ready for it. Whistle and a violation, and it goes against the Wildcats. They call a lift. 21-19 Royal Valley here in set one. They have scored 4 of the last 5 and 6 of the last 8.
I know Keewon Miller doesn't get that point because it was a lift, but the way she hit it made it really awkward to return. So, again, you got to credit that freshman on that knowledge right there, on that skill set of being able to have a hit like that.
Holton gets one back with a dynamite kill shot from that was Schuster to make it 21-20. Wildcats will make a couple of substitutions. They get the serve back. Far side of the floor, Katie Etzel. Middle of the floor. From far side to near side. Coming down the home stretch and what's been a good first set between these two state-ranked teams. Off the top of the net and a diving effort by Etzel not there. So the Panthers get the point and they lead it by 2. 22-20.
I mean, it's truly incredible what the Panthers can do. The underclassmen have been dominating between Mills and Miller. They have taken this game away, set number one away with their kills split between each other.
That's a good dig by, that was Blackwood on the back line. Holton again, diving save. Miller sends it back across. Wildcats have it down 2 late, set 1. Here's the set, good defense on the front line of Royal Valley and Mills. Another opportunity, hit across, not much behind it. Klotz back middle. Front left, here's the set. There's the spike, and it's launched into the third row. It was missed hit by Miller. So Holton gets the point, and it's 22-21. The Royal Valley lead is 1. As again, this kind of feels like we might be going extra points here in this first set, but we'll see. First to 25, got to win it by 2. Larson serve is sent across. Stidham, front of the net. Here's the set. Beautifully done. Beautifully spiked, even though it was deflected by the Holton front line. Still found its way inside the line. and another kill for Miller, and it's 23-21 Royal Valley.
Well, that's what you got to like about the freshman. I mean, when she makes an error, she'll know to, on the next play to work even harder and correct that mistake, and right there she puts it up by 23-21 here for Royal Valley.
Yeah, again, Royal Valley with the lead. Another timeout called, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, we got Kurt in studio. We got Crendon. Brandon with you as well. Not a big deal. Justin Fluke, shout out to him, setting up the video channel equipment for us as he does so with all the hard work. And we appreciate, again, everyone watching in, or whether you're dialed in on the channels or here on 103.9, we appreciate it very much. But, again, we got Hiawatha here as well. We will have Hiawatha Royal Valley in the second matchup tonight. And then the nightcap will be Hiawatha and Holton. As we've already talked about, Nemaha Central, they've already clinched that league championship. So for the most part, it's almost free volleyball with regionals dialed in pretty much set for next week. So you're just basically just getting that little extra work in.
Yeah, of course. But really, there's, again, I mentioned in the pregame, there's big implications to Royal Valley. They have a tied record with Santa Fe Trail, 26-7. So they want to come in today and get some wins and hope that Santa Fe Trail loses today and possibly later on in the week, so that way maybe they can get second spot in the regional.
All right, here we go, 23-21. Klotz from the front left and lobbed it into the back corner. It almost looked like it was mishit, and it was like almost a magnetic look that just drug the ball down with a huge dip, stayed in, and right now it is set point for Royal Valley thanks to that nice play by Klotz.
Yeah, and that's just an angle shot, perfect, right down the court line from outside left corner down to the right side corner. You could have put it in a better spot.
Well, that's what Holton needed right there, and that's a big kill shot from Tinley Wilson. 24-22, it is still set point here for Royal Valley.
I said earlier in the game, when you call one kill leader, you're going to call the other. We called Klotz, and now you're going to call Wilson. Wilson came in today with incredible numbers, and she has exceeded those numbers. I think in this one already, she has about five kills. She's doing a great job keeping Holton in this game.
All right, there's the serve by Schuster. Here's the set. Royal Valley for the win. And it's buried down by Dosno Mills, the sophomore, all 6 feet tall of her. Buries it home. And Royal Valley takes the first set, 25-22. Fantastic play on both sides between two state-ranked teams. But the Panthers here on the road inside Holton High School take set one over the Wildcats, 25-22. Pause for 2 minutes. We're back for set number two right after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit IceAutomotiveLLC.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good set number one between two state-ranked teams here, Holton and Royal Valley, but it was the road team Panthers getting it done as they hold on to defeat the Wildcats, 25-22, and again, just solid play across the board.
Yeah, and really when you're creating that play, you talk about that freshman, Akiwad Miller, but then also you bring up Dasno Mills. She had an incredible game. It's in Kibble set number one. Between the sophomore and the freshman, the underclassmen, they were providing a lot of meat in that first set, but also Samantha Klotz, the senior, she did a lot here for Royal Valley.
Here we go, looking for the first point here in set number two. Gross back line, and three ball sent across, and it does touch the line. The back judge, Samantha Klotz, did not like that call, but it goes to Holton. And just like set number one, they take a 1-0 lead. The Wildcats will send back Lexi Larson to serve in what is now a must-win set here for the Wildcats. Larson with the serve, Klotz the dig. Here's the set. There's the spike. Defended well. Schuster able to put that one down. Good defense there. Wildcats make it 2-0.
Yeah, that's the start that Holton needs right now. It's just about keeping a hold of it. And a lot of that comes down to, remember, getting, not giving. Just being able to ball handle, whether you're on the service line or you're up there on the net.
So, again, Larson to serve. Sends it across at the right to Klotz again. Here's the back line set. Well defended. It is deflected and out of play, but Royal Valley gets the point. Another kill shot for Kiwa Miller. 2-1 our score, Royal Valley. It's their opportunity to get the serve back here. They won the first set 25-22. Again, Miller from the right side of the floor takes a good long look at it. Wildcats make a couple of subs, and now they are adjusting the net. So a little stoppage of play here. And here we go, back to it. And the serve by Miller. Sent across, throws the dig, front of the net. They fake it to Schuster. There's a spike, well defended, but out of play. And the point goes to Gilliland for the Wildcats. The 5'8 sophomore makes it 3-1, Holton. So we've seen a couple good defensive plays, but it hasn't equaled out the points on that side. Schuster serves. Royal Valley sets, Mills, two-handed tap, good save. Wildcats, it's up against the net, but Klotz keeps it in the air. And now Gilliland with a nice dig, another diving effort. Wildcats have to push it across, and they do. Front middle, Klotz, they tee her up, and she buries it. Deflected by Gilliland, but it didn't matter. You get Klotz set up like that at that part of the net, I would take my chances with Klotz 10 out of 10 times. It's now 3-2.
And you always want to take your chances with your best hitter on this team. Again, coming in today, 318 kills on the year, and she has looked to add it to it in this game from set number one here and also set number two.
Mills to serve. Holton sets it up for Wilson. She finds the hole. And Holton now leads it 4-2. Easy money there. Or Tinley Wilson, a 5'10 sophomore. Well, the Wildcats got off to a good start in the first set, but ultimately Royal Valley won it 25-22. Now the Wildcats lead set two here, 4-2. And what is a must win to force a winner take all set number three. Here's Mar to serve. Back line Miller. Far side Klotz again. They tee her up and she, they called that out. I disagree. Boy, that looked like it was inside the line, and I'm not saying I don't have a good of look as they have down there, but I think Holton got away with one there, but a service error gives Royal Valley that point back, and it's 5-3.
Well, I think the crowd mostly majorly agree with you. I mean, you heard the boos. I know we're still 2 weeks from Halloween, but you heard the boos from the right side and right here. I mean, still, an opportunity to get the ball right back here after the service error for Royal Valley.
Kind of a missed hit set there, but Klotz now back, middle, and into the net. That was Kiwa Miller. It was kind of awkwardly set up for and was just trying to get it back across on a free ball. And Holton, a 6-3 advantage. They had the same advantage in the first set. But at that point, Royal Valley went on a run where they scored 6 of the next 7. Wilson serves. Mills, backside Klotz again to her right, but Gross there for the dig. Now the Wildcats set it up. Here's the spike, but right to Klotz. Panthers again. Klotz, middle of the floor, tip, Gross, diving save, and push back across. And the Panthers now reset. They want Klotz again, leaving her feet. Throws it down, but the Wildcats are there. Now free ball, pushed across, but right to Klotz. They want Klotz again, and this time, third time's the charm, Samantha Klotz makes it 6-4. Good rally between the two, but ultimately the Panthers and Klotz getting that one down.
Well, just keep giving her chances, and the more and more you do it, the more and more it becomes successful.
Clots the serve, sends it across. Wildcats push in front right. There's the spike, and it's out of play. Now with Marr with the miss hit, now 6-5. Royal Valley back to within one. Clots continuing to serve. Sends it across, knuckleball style, pushed by Marr, front of the net. There's the tap, but wipes the clot. Panthers far side of the floor, front left, back right. It's buried by Miller. And after Holton took a 6-3 lead, make it three straight for the Panthers and a 6-6 tie.
You got to credit Royal Valley. The last time they tried to set up Miller, it was just a little short of the net, so she put it right into it. But that time, they get her a nice tight spot where it's just about half a foot above, and then she was able to put that one straight down on a rope. It was a great setup.
A near ace for Klotz, but dug up in a little finesse shot tab, but Royal Valley was ready for it. Good defense by the Wildcats, defended by Dittler. Earns the point there for Holton as they retake the lead thanks to good defense there.
And that's what you call adjustment. You adjust to that left side of the net right there. You've seen Miller. She's been playing it all night long. Right there, you got the blocking adjustment, and that gets the point for Holton.
Just a free ball sent across by Miller. Wildcats back of the line. Gross pushing it. Really not towards the front of the net, so not much Wilson could do with that. Now middle of the floor. There's a finesse shot. Diving save by the Wildcats back line. Now the Wildcats get one tipped in the air. Klotz is there. Now it's set up for Schuster. And unfortunate for Royal Valley, they really teed that one up for Elizabeth Schuster, and she put it down to make it 8-6 Holton.
And Schuster, she's second leading this team coming in, Dave, for the Holton Wildcats of 228, and she's made a great presence here tonight to assist her top player, also Tinley Wilson.
Sadie Gross, a seasoned veteran on this Holton Wildcats team, the senior in libero, sends it across. Another good defensive effort, but it's going to be a point for Royal Valley. And it was truly Jim to make it 8-7. One-point affair here in set number two. Royal Valley won the first set 25-22.
And Jim on the year, only 41 total kills, but she's doing a great job showing her leadership on the court as a senior.
Wildcats set it up. Schuster defended well again. This time Mills rejects Schuster's spike attempt, and Royal Valley ties it up. It's 8-8. I think we're seeing a little bit more defense earning some points here early on in this second set, maybe compared to the first. Holton sets it up. There's the spike. Well defended again, but out of play, so the Wildcats get it. And that was Chloe Black, 5'7 freshman, giving Holton the lead back. It is 9-8.
And Chloe Black, she's got her 150th kill total on the year, so a great milestone here for just the freshman.
Here's the serve by the Wildcats, front right of the floor, and they tee it up for Klotz on the back line, but right to Gross. And the dig was pushed to the front of the net, and Schuster couldn't quite handle it as it went up against the net. Now we're tied at 9 as the point there went to Royal Valley. So a 9-9 tie here in set two. Two state-ranked teams here tonight inside the Big East League. Although these are non-league tilts tonight, as the league championship decided last week with Nemaha Central. Here's the set, here's the spike, and there's the dig. Another good one-handed save, and Klotz gets it back across. Boy, credit Blackwood there. And somehow, it didn't look like it was going to end that way, but Royal Valley gets the point.
And right there, not only do you see the players jump up and get excited, you also see the crowd. You can tell that Royal Valley, not only with that set one win, but right here with that crucial point that was just given here about the third way through this set number two, they got a lot of momentum behind them.
Here's Schuster, front of the net, and easy money for Elizabeth Schuster. Ties it up at 10-8.
The best way to respond momentum is quickly put a silencer on it, and I mentioned Schuster just a little bit ago, how great she's been for holding on the year right there, a great crucial moment to put this one at 10-8.
It was close all through the first set. It's been close all through the second set. Miller, middle of the floor. Mills missed it that one. Tried the back right corner, had too much behind it. And the Wildcats retake the lead. Back-to-back points for them. It's 11-10. Lexi Larson to serve. Far side to near side. Right to clock. High into the air. Blackwood the set. Miller the spike. Tip. But right to Gross. Wildcats again. Take it to Schuster. Wilson leaning away. Schuster gets it in the air. And defensively, Schuster again earning a point for the Wildcats. 12-10 Holton. Pearl Valley wants to time out. We'll take it as well. Three straight for the Wildcats. They need the second set after dropping the first to Royal Valley. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Volleyball.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Vegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs, or school organizations to get set up with checking, savings, or money market accounts.
Making it easy to choose Farmer State Bank as your community bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon, Crendon, we got Kurt in studio. Set number two, match number one of our Big East League try tonight. It's been good between these two state-ranked teams. Right now a battle at the net. Taps crossed by Royal Valley, but violation committed by Mills. And so the run continues here for Holton. Make it four straight. And they lead it 13-10 as Larson again sends the serve across. Back left corner, Klotz, front of the net. Here's the set. Mills, a little finesse. Holton, not fooled on that one. Wilson, a spike, and down it goes. Wildcats got the momentum now.
Yeah, we talked about it was 10-9 at one point when you had that huge momentum point from Royal Valley. Everyone was getting excited. But how does Holton respond? They go on and they score five straight, and that's the best way you can respond to a momentum rally like that.
So good job here by the senior in Larson, keeping this run going. Spins it in the left a couple of times. High arcing serve, sent across. Mills, far side, Miller. Kind of awkwardly hit, but Wildcats now have a chance. Wilson leaning to her right, well defended. Mills defensively rejects that one. It stops the run. Royal Valley gets one back. They trail 14-11. I feel like defense, again, has kind of reigned supreme here in set two. Both the front lines. Really doing their job, earning points here. Gross on the back line, right to the net. And I think that's going to be against Holton. That'll go against the Wildcats. So they stop play. Royal Valley gets the point, 14-12. So, again, Miller to serve. Spins it in the left, takes a long run at it, sends it across. Wilson, they set it up. Schuster, tap, nobody there. Now, Stidham, the libero for Royal Valley, was maybe playing a couple steps farther back than she should have, and Schuster saw that, made him pay. It's 15-12.
And Schuster, she's just one of five seniors here for the Wildcat on this team, and she's doing a great job here in this spurt run here that's kind of going back and forth. But right now, Schuster, she's been the one to go to up on the net.
Kind of a free ball slapped across. Stidham, the libero for Royal Valley, push far side, Klotz again, buries it home. Again, it was played fairly well by the defense of Gilliland, but that's just coming in with so much heat behind Klotz, and it is just hard to keep those in play. 15-13, Royal Valley down by two. Here in set number two as Mills will serve. Panthers won the first set 25-22. Panthers number 9 and 3A. Wildcats number 8 and 4A. Wildcats get the point there. 16-13. Couple of subs here for the Wildcats as they need the second set here to force that winner take all set number Trey. Back to serve is Marr. Middle of the floor, bouncing it like a free throw attempt. Three steps in, sends it across. Miller. Blackwood. Klotz. Gross. Somehow kept it alive. What a dig by Gross on the back line. Holton keeps it alive. Blackwood again. Far side. Klotz again. And another well-defended play. Now Royal Valley scrambling a little bit. It is Blackwood into the net. Boy, great defensive efforts. Couple of great digs by Gross. They were setting up Klotz, but Gross kind of leading that charge for the Holton point. They lead it 17-13. These two teams played in the Sabetha Tournament Championship on Saturday with the Wildcats getting the win. Klotz again puts it down. It was deflected, not much behind it. But Klotz will get that one back, 17-14. As Avery Stidham, the 5'6 senior libero, set to serve for Royal Valley.
And Klotz did a nice job right there. She was on that left outside of the net. She found the middle wide open because the middle blocker came up trying to assist on the block. But, again, a great kill shot from Quad.
Pushed across by the Panthers. Now the Wildcats with Wilson. Gets it down. Nicely done, Finley Wilson, 18-14. And a sub in for the Wildcats on the front line. They bring back Chloe Black, the 5'7 freshman. Lassie is up there as well, along with Ditzler. And Wilson back to serve for Holton, leading by four here as we're coming down the home stretch here in set two. Klotz on a free ball, underhands it across, and now scrambling to the back line. They need to get it across, and Gross does. Miller. They want Klotz. They tee her up, and it's well defended again by the Holton front line. So much athleticism by Klotz, and how about Lassie in there leading the charge for the Wildcat point? 19-14, Holton. Wilson again spins it in the left, approaching and firing. Miller, middle of the floor, Blackwood. Truly Jim gets it across, not much behind it. Now Gross pushing front of the net. There's the spike, Klotz with the dig. Stidham calling it. Now back middle, underhanding across is Miller. Wildcats again have it. There's the set and spike, that time by Black. Good rally, Klotz a chance, tipped in the air, but right into Wilson's hands. Front middle, front right, Black, up in the air by Klotz. Now Mills, middle of the floor, and Miller across on a free ball. Good rally again. Backside, deflected by Klotz. A whistle, and they stop play, and it looks like the Wildcats will get the point. Klotz looking around like, what happened? But right now, Royal Valley has to gather as they are down 20-14 all of a sudden here in set two.
Yeah, I believe Klotz got Mike out under the net, but this is a good point here for Royal Valley where, you know, you're going to try to make a comeback, set up your big players. But for Holton right now, they are dominating up on the net.
Here's Black, tipped in the air. Miller on the back line. Blackwood, Klotz kills that one. I think there was a little extra oomph behind that one for Klotz. And it's 20-15. Let's see if Royal Valley can go on a run here in set two. Holton trying to force a third. Here is Klotz with the serve. 7 out of 10 on the heat scale, and it's going to somehow turn into an 8. Might have been some miscommunication on the front line for the Wildcat. Back-to-back points, another ace for Klotz, and it's 20-16.
And that's Klotz's 27th ace on the year. She's been an incredible player up on the net and behind the service line, and just trying to get the Panthers an opportunity.
That was a nicely played ball by Emily Ditzler. Little finesse, tap shot with the left hand. Stops that brief two-run stretch. 21-16, Holton trying to get to that winner-take-all set number three. Here's Klotz on the dig. Blackwood far side. Here's the set. Miller spike, and it is. They're saying that's deflected. Okay. I was about to say, Royal Valley better get that point because it was down, I think, inside the line anyways, but the initial call was out, and then they later said it was tipped, so. 21-17. Here's Schuster, well defended by Mills, and it's going to go out. Another good defensive play, this time by Royal Valley, and it's 21-18. Four of the last five have gone to the Panthers as they are trying to rally for a potential sweep. They still got work to do. Schuster, middle of the floor, not much behind it. Miller's there. They want Mills, and it's batted into the air by Wilson on the back line. Two Wildcats go for it, but they get it back on a free ball. Miller again. One-handed tap, and down it goes. Somehow through three bodies on the other side of the net. And I think Holton wants to talk this over as Royal Valley is making a charge. 21-19. We'll keep it right here. As it's Brandon, Crendon. Appreciate Justin again helping out. Curtin Studio. Royal Valley won the first set 25-22. Holton had a nice run in that middle portions of this second set. Had a 20-14 lead at one point, but since then, 5 of 6 have gone to the Panthers, and Panthers trying to sniff a rally here to come away with a sweep.
Yeah, and they've been doing a good job, especially in recency, because now they're getting back in this one only by 2, 21-19. And a lot of that is just going back to the fundamentals, the home set and the spike. And right now, you know, taking that charge, Klotz and Miller, we're not seeing as many errors from Miller now that she's just settling in and being that great player that we know her as on Royal Valley. But also, Klotz, she's doing a great job not only up on the net blocking defensively, getting her hands up, but also just setting up teammates and putting down some kill shots herself, and that's helping this team come back.
So here we go. Royal Valley with the serve out of the timeout, trailing 21-19 here in set two. Schuster gets set. Klotz is there, front of the net. Now Miller gets a chance, defended by Holton. Panthers settle it back. Blackwood, back middle, put down. Good defense on the back line by Wilson. Now Black gets a spike, and the freshman kills it for Holton. That stops a little bit of a run. It's 22-19. Big play by the freshman, and Chloe Black. They teed it up for her perfectly, and she found a spot in the middle of the floor. So Holton gets the serve back, trying to put this one away and force the third set. Klotz with the dig. Blackwood the set. There's the tap, but not faked out there this time. Now Gross. Black again leaning away, but right to Klotz. Blackwood again on the set. Miller on the spike, and she puts it home. Good set by Blackwood, and it's now 22-20 here in set two. Royal Valley gets the serve back. Blackwood, who had the nice assist there, will now serve it up here for Royal Valley. Purple jersey tops and then the black tops for the Wildcats. Here's Schuster, set up, buries it. 23-20 in favor of the home team Wildcats. They make a sub. And it will be Lexi Larson to come in and serve and try to put this set number two away to force the third. Panthers 25-22 in set one. Right now, Holton 23-20 in set two.
And Lexi Larson, she's back there to serve. She has 19 aces on the year.
Stidham with the push over the clock. Underhands it over on a free ball. Gross takes it to Schuster. Henley Wilson, well defended, but out of play. Wildcats get set point. 24-20. Now the Panthers got to go on a run here. I felt like the first set was a little more offensive. The second set seems a little more defensive. Really for both ways. Can the Wildcats put it away? Klotz, front of the net. Here's Miller. Spike defended. Down it goes, and that's going to end it. Henley Wilson, the last couple of points responsible for the Wildcats, and we will go, why not, to a winner-take-all set number three between these two state-ranked teams. So Royal Valley, 25-22, set one. Holton comes back 25-20 in set two. Don't go anywhere. Set number three coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, why not? This state-ranked battle going to a third set here in our first match tonight. Royal Valley and Holton. Panthers 25-22 set one. Wildcats 25-20 in set number two. And I mentioned it right towards the end there of that second set. First set seemed a little more offensive. Thought we saw a lot more defense leading to some points both sides in set two.
Yeah, both these teams also respectfully ranked in their own classifications, Royal Valley in 3A, Holton in 4A. But, yeah, you mentioned the offensive more so in the first set and defensive more so in the second set. The only thing that doesn't change is the players that make those plays. Samantha Claus up there at the net for Royal Valley. She was making a lot of great plays. And then the real big standout for the Wildcats, Elizabeth Schuster, the senior, 5'11", one of the tallest here on the court that is starting tonight for the Wildcats and out there actively in all the sets and all the rallies. She's done just an amazing job, one, defending up at the net, but also getting some quality kill attempts, whether she's on the net or behind the attacker's line. She's making some real quality shots, and really those shots not just, you know, expanding the score, but a lot of them coming at crucial points in the game that have changed momentum for Holton. So right now, for both sides, it's about taking advantage of opportunities and building momentum. And if you're the other side, don't let that happen. You know, keep dominating at the net on defense and then take advantage of the opportunity you have on offense.
Well, Holton, again, we mentioned beating Royal Valley on Saturday for that Sabetha Tournament Championship, but Royal Valley had won the first two meetings, so Holton with a win tonight would essentially tie up the season series at 2-2 in four matches. And just like the first two sets, the Wildcats earning the first point here in set number three. So we're off and running. Etzel with the serve. Klotz back line dig. Blackwood the set. There's the spike. But it's too strong out of play by Miller. And just like the first two sets, Wildcats lead 2-0. Once again, for the most part, regional matchups are set. We'll get those posted here sometime tomorrow on MSCSports.net. But for the most part, these teams have an idea and know exactly where they're going to be on Monday for regional play. And then teams looking to win in advance to play again on Saturday. As now a 3-0 start, or correction, 2-1. That point was good for Royal Valley, beg your pardon.
Yeah, just a ball handling error on the side of Holton. And that's, you know, again, you want to be more getting than giving. And that's just what you want to do up at the net is, you know, try to get it over it, not into it.
So a free ball sent across by Holton here in set number three. Just getting going. There's Miller's spike attempt, and that one is out just barely. 3-1 Wildcats, a couple of missed hits here early on.
Yeah, and Miller, she's missed two already in this set number three, but just barely. I mean, you're talking a game of inches right now for volleyball. So, again, you know, for Miller, don't let that cloud your headspace. Just know you just got to make a slight adjustment on your kills, and she'll be right there on target.
Klotz from the back line sends it across. Etzel pushing it over. Now the Wildcats on a free ball, just had to get rid of it. Now Klotz setting up Miller, tipped in the air by the Holton defense. Now Groves pushing it front of the net. Here is Tenley Wilson, who buries it in front of the feet of Stidham. And the Wildcats have scored four of the first five here in must-win set number three. A 4-1 start. Lexi Larson back to continue to serve here. Spins it in the left and across with the right. Here is Mills, left-handed tap. What a save by the Wildcats and Finley Wilson, and Gross is able to finish it and get it across. Blackwood, far side, leaning back. Miller, another good dig by Holton's defense. That time by Larson. Here's Wilson on the kill shot, but Gross now on the back line, keeping it alive. And Wilson sends it across underhand. Stidham, back line. Blackwood again, far side. Miller, another chance, and this time that's got to be good. Did they get – wow. You saw what I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also directly on the line right here, and, man, yeah, I can't agree with that.
They've missed a couple. So Holton got that point. That should have been a kill for Royal Valley. It's 5-1. Now Klotz, kill shot, spiked into the air. Gross now. Wilson, and kind of a – I think they call a lift. Call a lift on Klotz. You can't believe it. Well, an awkward start here for Royal Valley. Six of the first 7 points to the home Wildcats, and it's 6-1.
Again, here for Royal Valley, don't let your headspace be clouded, especially for Miller. You know, she's had three now balls get, you know, mishandled. That time, again, another mishandle, but she's just got to, you know, make sure her mind's still in the right place and still tries to be that dominant player that she is.
Another missed hit goes out of play. 7-1 Holton. Grove Valley's got to take a quick timeout. We'll step aside as well. Match number one, set number three. It's two state-ranked teams. Right now, the Wildcats leading at 7-1.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good start for the home team Wildcats here in a must-win set number three. Holton 7 and Royal Valley 1 here to start this third set. Royal Valley having to burn a quick timeout, trying to regather the headspace and claw their way back into it. Still very early in this third set. Klotz after the serve. Gets it to Miller up front. Sends it across. Not much behind it. Now Schuster gets a chance, but right to Klotz. Passing by Mills. Miller sends one. Not much behind it there. Larson sets. Here is Wilson. Spike. Klotz. Blackwood. Middle of the floor. Klotz underhands the free ball over. Right to Gross. Here's the set. Here's the spike. But right to Blackwood. Now Miller again kills it. And I think we get a violation. Someone's under the net. And it's another violation on Royal Valley.
And this set number three right now for Royal Valley, it has been plagued with a lot of violations and a lot of errors. I think the headspace just needs to be taken back and cleared. I mean, they just had that timeout, but a lot of that comes to the on-court communication between the players and teammates, keeping each other positive.
Well, finally, Royal Valley gets that point there. Good defense up front. That's Noctonic. We have not seen her up in this game yet. Carson Noctonic, a 5'10 junior, but just trying to break the streak. And it's 8-2. And just need to get a few points back here. Served by Miller. Gross. Front of the net. And Wilson spike. And down it goes. Kicked in the air by Klotz. But we ain't playing soccer. It is 9-2 Holton.
You know, Brandon, I really couldn't tell.
Yeah. What, that we're not playing soccer?
Yeah, I think you just had to mention that. And I think it finally clicked in me. I think I see the blue stripes on the ball. And I think there's a net in the middle. So
okay.
I can see that now. Thank you.
I usually always have to ask, you know, what are we doing whenever I get here. So nonetheless, 9-2 Holton here in set three. Wilson gets one down right through the arms again of Noctonic up front and also Blackwood. And now a 10-2 start. As big of a lead as either team has had in this matchup tonight.
I can tell you who does know what they're doing here, and that is Holton. Right now, they are dominating this set number three. I mean, right now, they are not letting themselves get plagued with too many of the errors. I mean, the point right there off the deflection goes to Royal Valley, now making it 10-3. But again, it all comes down to the point where Holton right now, they're in a good spot.
Yep, 10-3. So they get one back, much needed. So it will be Mills to serve, sends it across, back middle of the floor, and that's going to be an ace. Missed hit by Larson. Sometimes you just got to see one go to get something going. Back-to-back points for Royal Valley, but they trail 10-4 here in the third set. Once again, our second matchup tonight's follow. It'll be Hiawatha and Royal Valley, and then they will have some senior night festivities between the second and third matchups, which Hiawatha and Holton will wrap things up. Here's Larson, back of the floor, right hand. Oh, and it's going to somehow be a point. Mills diving for it and kind of deflected it right up against Klotz. And the point for the Wildcats makes it 11-4.
Yeah, it was almost a really nice dig off the left hand from Mills. But again, she would have had to put it back towards her teammates. And right there, it went off just the palm of her left hand or the knuckle of it. And it made it really hard to dig up and put into a good pass.
So the Wildcats, again, continuing to serve. Good start here in this third set. Looking to continue to build. And that's going to be a point for Royal Valley. Mills getting that one. Just off the dig, just trying to put it up to the front of the net. Somehow got over the net and found an opening.
Yeah, again, that just comes down to communication in the front row. But Holton, they should still feel pretty good about sitting number three right now with how they're communicating in the back row to the attacker's line.
Oh, Stidham almost got an ace, but the Wildcats get it over. Mills, Blackwood, far side, clock, yes. If I am Royal Valley, I am doing that every single time.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, certain scenarios, yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix. That's what they would say. Stidham continues to serve. Larson down to a knee. Wilson kills it. Through the hands of Klotz. 12-6, double up Holton.
And Wilson, she's been Holton, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, player. Every time it goes her way, she's put it straight down for a kill shot. She's been an incredible player today.
And she has to go chase the ball before serving. So now settles in, spins it in the left, middle of the floor, hits it to the near side. Miller, Blackwood, clocks again, tipped in the air. Gross there. Wildcat set. Here's the spike. It is Black, but right to Miller. Good job by Blackwood to keep it in, and a spike from the back middle is put into the net by Kiwa Miller. It is 13-6 in favor of Holton. Wildcats, all the momentum here so far in this third set. Stidham up in the air. Blackwood. Now Jim gets a chance. Not much behind it. A couple of bodies hit the floor, and Gross gets it back across, and it's just out. That would have been a fantastic point, but Gross just a little too much behind it, 13-7. So Klotz to serve. World Valley again, a 26-7 record coming in. Third try sent across. Klotz now for Royal Valley. They set it up for Jim. Middle of the floor. Good defense by Holton. They get it back into the air. Now Wilson from the back line sends it across with the right hand. Blackwood again. Miller this time. Going to get it. Deflected by the Wildcats front. Ricochets out of play. And it's now 13-8. I think Holton wants to take a timeout, so we will step aside as well. Final set, match one, two state-ranked teams, and the Wildcats right now leading Royal Valley 13-8. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Salmon with you alongside Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk Hillman on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. Always appreciate Kurt's hard work. We are in match number one and set number three here in the Big East, two state-ranked teams with Holton and Royal Valley. Right now, Holton the advantage here in this third set out of the timeout, 13-8 on the scoreboard. Panthers and Samantha Klotz with the serve out of the break. Sends it across, knuckleball Styles, Gross, sets it up for Black. Finesse shot, diving for it, Blackwood, Miller back over. Now the Wildcats tap it back across, Stidham was there. Blackwood again, setting up Miller, tipped in the air, but right to Wilson. Now Black again for Holton, good defense, down it goes. It was tipped up into the air, couldn't tell which side it was going to land on. And it lands on the side that gives Holton the point. 14-8, their advantage. They jumped out to an 8-1 lead in this third set. They've been able to continue to keep it, but Royal Valley a little bit closer. It's a 6-point affair. And now we get a violation called up against the net. I think it was Schuster. So Royal Valley will take a freebie there. It's 14-9. Truly Jim, one of the seniors on this Panthers roster under head coach Katie Glatzik, sends it across. Wilson high into the air, spinning away as she does it. Now Black, the freshman, but right to Klotz, the senior. Blackwood, left side, Miller buries it back right corner. Maybe the cleanest kill shot for the Panthers here in this third set. Maybe that gets them going a little bit.
Well, it's not only going to get the team going, but that's specifically also going to get Miller going. I mean, you saw at the beginning of the set where she had three ball handling errors, but now in her last three kill attempts or so, they have went down pretty much perfectly. That's been, you know, what you want to see, especially from your freshman leader on this team.
There's a service error, though, by Jim, which gives Holton a free point. 15-10 Wildcats. They will make a couple of changes, and one of those changes in Katie Etzel. Back to serve now for the Wildcats. Looking to win their second straight against Royal Valley since Saturday, and that's going to be an ace for Etzel. Jim couldn't handle it on the back line. 16-10, our score.
at Etzel's 14th ace on the year. I mean, doesn't take a huge team lead, but you like a player like Etzel who can go back behind the service line with a lot of confidence and be able to take a nice one at that. She's also one of the five seniors here on the team for the Holton Wildcats.
Etzel with the serve. Jim able to dig this one up. Here's the set spike by Mills, but Wilson to the front for Gilliland, and now Panthers have it. They want Miller again. Front left, but miss hit. Couldn't keep it inside the line, kind of awkwardly off the left side of her left hand and out of play, and it's now 17-10. That classic football score. Right now the Wildcats in control here, trying to bounce back after dropping that first set. Chance to win it here at home. Here's Miller, finesse shot. Holton not fooled by that one. Now Black again gets a chance. Plots there in the middle of the floor. Miller, front left, back right spike. Right there was Black. They want Black again, right side of the floor. Stidham high into the air, chasing it as Plots, and she can't get there. 18-10, Wildcats.
I feel like the effort there from Quats trying to go out and chase. I mean, it was far out of bounds on your side and left side here, but Holton right now on a run, just trying to work with that momentum and keep it going.
Jim and Klotz collide on the back line, but they get it up to Miller, and her spike about picked off the face of Wilson, and she dives out of the way Matrix style, and it was still too hard and out of play, so it's 19-10. I'm not really quite sure what was more impressive there, just the Matrix style avoiding a point or being able to just dive out of the way. That was pretty wild. But nonetheless, it is all Holton here, and it continues to unravel for the Panthers as it is 20-10 after the miscue there, and it's a timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it right here, but boy, it was back and forth, nip and tuck. The entire first set, second set, here in the third set, it just seems like almost two completely different teams. The Wildcats scoring 8 of the first 9 points, led 8-1. Royal Valley battled back, had a good run, got to within 14-10, but since then, 6 straight for the Wildcats, and they're trying to put this thing away and rally for a 3-set win.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of put it right there. As soon as Holton got out to that big lead, just felt like the headspace was a little bit clouded here for this Panthers team. They just weren't able to set up their key players Miller like they wanted to, and they were able to set her up. It was just handling errors or some calls that maybe just didn't go the way like they wanted to, but overall here, this has just been a great showing from Holton. Now, you know, losing that set number one, 25-22, but able to respond with a 25-20 win in set number two. And then here in set number three, they've been real dominant.
So the Wildcats out of the timeout. Klotz, left side. Miller sends it across. Black was there. Now the Wildcats with Schuster defended. Down it goes. Schuster earning the kill. So everything going right for Holton. They're trying to put it away. 21-10. 7 straight for the Wildcats. Now they set it up for Mills. There's her spike, and finally the Panthers get one. 21-11. I feel like we have not called Mills' name a whole lot here, really, since that opening set. Blackwood with the serve. Wildcats get it front of the net. Schuster a good look, but well defended by Mills. And another point for Royal Valley. So back-to-back there for the Panthers. They're within 21-12. And they will bring Blackwood in to serve it here for Royal Valley as she continues to serve. Now Gilliland gets a shot. She puts it down. Marley Gilliland, 5'8 sophomore, 22-12. Holton trying to put this away.
And Gilliland, she came in today with 43 kills for this Holton Wildcats team, and she's done also another great job and another impressive player. She's just a sophomore, 5'8", and again, contributing, helping up at this defensive and offensive net side.
Here's Miller, right to Gross. Wildcats want to set it up, far side, Wilson, spike, and it's down, right in front of Stidham. Might have misjudged the speed of that ball coming towards her feet and just kind of awkwardly went down for it, couldn't get it, and it's now 23-12.
Holton right now doing a great job rotating players on that left outside hitting position. That time you see Wilson instead of the Gilliland still that spot, and she had a nice kill.
Defense again reigning supreme for Schuster and Wilson. The rejection there between the two. And it is now match point here for Holton. Dominant here in the third set after these two teams were back and forth the entire first couple of sets. Well, they nearly got an ace to end it, but it goes into the nets, and the Wildcats do ultimately get the win. Dominating fashion here in this third set, 25-12, Holton. They have now won back-to-back against the Panthers. And we'll take a timeout, recap this one when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings, like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you are 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Focus and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we got two state-ranked teams right out the gate here in Holton tonight, and the Wildcats rally to defeat Royal Valley. It goes 22-25, 25-20, and Crendon Wildcats very dominant in that third set. They jumped out to an 8-1 lead, never looked back, winning at 25-12. Pretty impressive by this Holton team tonight. Again, continuing this run, now 8 straight wins for the Wildcats.
Yeah, so impressive. It sometimes makes you lost for words, as you'd say. But
there you go.
But hey, you know what? This is a great win here for Holton. And I talked about it in our pregame that, you know, it's the opening fireworks to the show between Holton and the Royal Valley Panthers. Of course, they are state-ranked in their own classifications, Holton in 4A, Royal Valley in 3A. But tell you what, it was a great game. And in Royal Valley, they came out of the gate swinging and punching. I mean, Miller and Klotz and Dasno, all those three players were doing an incredible job, you know, working within each other up at the upside of the part of the net, you know, getting those kill shots. But unfortunately, in set number 2 and 3, it feels like they were a little bit muted, especially in that, you know, set number 3. It did feel like the team drawled back a little bit from those top players on their team. And also for Miller, just some errors on the ball handling side of things. And she did respond pretty well, especially later on in set number 3. She started to find the line again. Again, not all the calls probably went the way that she wanted and how Royal Valley wanted it to go. but still just a freshman. She was one of the tallest players, if not the tallest player, who was actually playing out there on the court, and she was doing a great job, especially showing her skill set. But Holton, great dominant win, one at the net and one in the backcourt, especially assists, digs, kills. They did it all tonight. They did it great.
So, again, it is Holton winning the first matchup here tonight. Three sets, 22-25, 25-20, and 25-12. We got Royal Valley and Hiawatha coming up here in match number two, but we got a little bit of a break, as we always do, so we will step aside and take that as well. We will send it back to the studio. Kirk Kilman running the ship there for about 15 minutes or so, and then we'll bring you back and get you set for match number two. We'll still be dialed in on both the Holton and the Hiawatha channels as well, of course, right here on 103.9 FM. Again, Holton wins it in three sets over Royal Valley. We got the Panthers and the Redhawks coming up, and we're back in about 15 minutes. Keep it dialed in on 103.9 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.